Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington Library Director Debbie Stanton.
We have heard some news that you will be moving on from Washington, and we're sad to hear that, but we wish you the best. Can you share what's going on?
Yeah, thank you. It's all about family. And, you know, as soon as I say that, then everyone that was mad at us is like, okay. Anyone who's a grandparent says, okay. Because we are moving to be closer to Ben's parents. So my husband's parents who live in Topeka, Kansas, so that they get a chance to have some, you know, real time with the grandkids and get to watch them grow up. And we get to just be closer to family. I tell everyone at the library that they're kind of at fault for it because a number of the people I've worked with there are grandparents. And so just hearing the wonderful stories they have about going to their kids' ball games and, you know, watching them on the weekend and just seeing them grow up has made me miss that opportunity for our kids. So we're just going to make it happen.
And are the kids excited to be closer to Grandma and Grandpa?
They are definitely excited to be closer. We had to explain that, you know, usually when we go down there, it's a special occasion. And so they get to do a lot of really fun things. So, you know, it's not like we'll be going to amusement parks every single weekend or anything. But they are excited. They love their grandparents. So, yeah.
And what is the next step for you professionally?
Well, there is an award-winning library in Topeka, the Topeka Shawnee County Public Library. They were actually named 2016 Library of the Year from the American Library Association. So it's something I've been in their library before. I know that they're really community-centered, which is something that I've always prided myself on and something we've worked at our library. So I would definitely love to have the chance to work for them in the future. So, yeah, we don't actually have anything solid at this point.
And what's the timeline for the transition here in Washington?
Yeah, well, we're going to have a special library board meeting, and then the job will be posted for a month. So it'll be probably until March 23rd. And we wanted to give plenty of time for the news to get out, because really, Washington's an amazing community, and we have a wonderful reputation in the area and even statewide and regionally. So I do think we'll get a lot of really qualified candidates, but it's just a matter of making sure that the news gets to the people that are qualified that would want to apply.
And in your tenure, you've been at the new library, which isn't so new anymore, but that's what people call it.
Yeah.
What programs do you hope to see continue to grow even in your absence?
Definitely our community partnerships. So that's something I've worked a lot on, is building really strong, you know, so it's not just like one-off programs, but like our relationship with the University of Iowa has been a godsend.
Everything from the mural to concerts.
Exactly. Concerts, writers, our writers workshop. We get really amazing authors and poets down here all the time from the writer's workshop in Iowa City. So definitely, you know, keeping that relationship going is key. Our connection with the school district and the YMCA, kind of helping out with summer school, has been really wonderful to be able to help those kids be excited about reading during the summer. The kind of newer nonprofit group Latinos for Washington has been a really wonderful partner, because they are very enthusiastic. And so we've been able to offer some of our first bilingual programs at the library through that group. So definitely strengthening that relationship, because I know they're just going to keep growing and keep doing amazing things. And then the LET Center is kind of the same way. They're a new group, so they've really worked with us on a lot of different things and have brought a lot of arts and culture to the community, kind of in partnership with the library.
And with this, is there anything that you would like to say to the patrons that you might not get a chance to say, you know, one-on-one?
Oh, that's hard. Thank you all so much for your support. Because really, the library would be nothing without the people coming through our doors. And even people that aren't in the library all the time, but I know that they support the library. So, you know, we had support before I came in, and I just, you know, hope that they continue to support the new director and give them the chance to, you know, just to make the job their own and to continue to expand our services and our programs and to keep Washington at the heart of the library.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Public Library Director Debbie Stanton. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.